Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
It is time for Scenes You Didn't See. This is the segment of the show where we take some of the news stories from the last week and we talk about the stuff that must have happened behind the story. All the moments that couldn't be reported on but might be very, very interesting. And the way we talk about it is in the form of improv.
Improv.
So I got three guys who they've assured me do this thing called improv.
Yes.
They keep telling me they do improv and, you know, I'm sure they do. And they're going to improv some of the scenes for us around these news stories.
Making things up.
That's right.
The news stories I chose today, look, South Africa has had a very big news week.
Yes.
Right?
Has it?
Yeah, some minor things have happened over the last 7 days. It didn't rain, but we did get a new president.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. That was a little thing.
New president.
There was a budget speech. We got more of that. You know,
So
we're not going to be talking about any of those things.
Oh,
great.
That's good.
Right, because those things have been spoken to death. What we will be talking about is David Attenborough raving.
Wow.
KFC not having chicken.
Cool.
Oh.
And a Peruvian who used his twin to escape from jail.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That sounds equally important.
You know, I think those are three very important subjects.
Great. Well done. Well played, Trev.
Yeah.
I mean, Terrence.
Oh, God. Trev.
It's not just the name of the show that you struggle with. It's the host's name.
And it's even rude that he gave you a nickname.
Off the wrong name.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, my goodness.
I caught myself.
Didn't really.
Okay, so just to do me a favor, to make me feel a little bit better about this introduction, which, let's face it, hasn't been great.
No.
Can we please do the official Scenes You Didn't See intro song?
Absolutely.
Oh, come on.
No, no.
We spoke about this.
No, I think we've... No, are we not doing anymore?
No,
I don't think we are. That's
no,
what we
we're amazing at this.
Okay. The last one was pretty good, guys.
Yeah. Wow.
Fake news.
Oh, fake news.
And there we go.
That was really good, actually.
It's really good. I like the revised name. Is it just me?
It really just works with the melody of what we're trying to do. Actually, that was the best one I've done yet. I'm with you guys.
Terrence looks genuinely bummed.
Terrence looks like he's going to beat us up.
Actually looks hurt.
It's fine. You know, it's just something I've worked on myself for a while.
Put those emotions back in the box where they belong.
Why don't we just talk about this first story?
Okay. There's too much writing on this name.
The name's important.
Okay.
Okay. None of you have children, so you've never had to name anything worthwhile in your life. So,
wow. That is really patronizing and presumptuous.
Do you have children?
I once had a sailboat, and I named it Ruffian.
Of course you would have had a sailboat.
Ruffian.
Of course Mark would have had a sailboat.
In Oxford, in England, yes.
Chaps, let's go for a ruffian.
What part of the River Thames was it moored on?
It wasn't moored. It was in my parents' garage, so they told me to get rid of it, and so I had to sell it again.
Okay.
To make space for a bigger boat, or you know what? Not important.
No. Yeah, it's not important.
Let's go to the first story, which has actually caused me a little bit of anxiety. This is a very important story to me.
Something that causes you anxiety?
Yeah.
Okay.
Other than just, you know, life. General life.
Yeah.
This is really important to me, guys. So I would appreciate if you took it just a little bit seriously.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
The chicken crossed the road, just not to our restaurants. Mm-hmm. So said an announcement on Saturday that tried to find humor in KFC's chicken shortage, which has prompted the fast food chain to temporarily close hundreds of its restaurants in the UK. KFC said the shortage was caused by a couple of teething problems with its new delivery partner, DHL. As of Monday, about 300 of KFC's 900 locations in England, Scotland and Wales, as well as Northern Ireland, are open, according to a list on KFC's websites. Some restaurants are operating on a limited menu of or shortened hours. It remains unclear when all the restaurants will be open.
Gosh, that's... Sure.
Excuse me. Sir?
Yes.
I ordered chicken wings.
Yes.
Those aren't chicken wings on my plate.
Those are chicken wings, sir. They've got the Colonel's tasty recipe all over them. It's going to be delicious. Just take them away and enjoy it. And here's some extra coleslaw.
I've seen chicken wings before. These are boiled eggs with KFC spices on them. I know what a boiled egg looks like.
Boiled eggs?
Don't you boiled eggs me?
Where have you seen the boiled eggs advertising in the shop?
Absolutely nowhere.
So why would we do such a thing like
you
that?
Tell me. There's several racks of eggs that I can see in the background there. They actually still have the branding on them.
Those things. Ugh, hogwash.
Why do you have feathers on your beard?
Feathers?
I see feathers in your beard.
Ah, it's a new style. You know, hipsters, beard and...
What's that?
Oh, nothing. Harold, Harold, come inside. Clean up an aisle. An aisle?
This is the KFC. Why? You don't have aisles here.
It's a very large KFC.
We've got aisles behind the counter. You can't see you in the front. There's aisles back here.
I can't. Harold, are you the manager here?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Can I help you?
Yeah, Harold, I was asking for some chicken.
Right, yeah.
As you can see, this is a boiled egg.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. That was, I'm really sorry. We're going to have to fix this situation. We'll fix this right away.
You're awfully vague, Harold. Can I have some chicken? Do you have
chicken? We can definitely sort you out with a thing in a minute.
Listen, Harold. Listen, yes, I agree. It's an egg. But.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is where a chicken comes from.
That's exactly it.
And bringing the KFC, secret sauce and flavoring and spices and all of that.
No.
And deep frying it is just the same.
Derek's got a point. You know, what you're getting is the whole chicken packaged in albumin.
No, okay.
That's what you're getting, really.
I don't want to get technical. Let's not start theorizing about what is in the vicinity of chicken.
Okay, you know what? Let me pop back here. There we go. Oh, okay, great. There's a whole plate, complimentary. That is a half. There's a half chicken, complimentary.
Why would you give me a half chicken?
Because I feel bad. Because I'd hate to get a negative review on Woohoo.
Where'd you get this?
Definitely don't want to get a bad recommendation on
That's
Woohoo.
That's the main review site.
A lot of people get dumped on Woohoo in England.
I was about to dump on you guys myself. Ooh, please don't
on
tell
Woohoo.
Me.
I'm terribly sorry. Just have a look. That's definitely chicken. Have that. Enjoy
Thank
it.
You. Where'd you get this?
Give
half
it a taste.
Chicken?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, we're the we can't reveal our sources or recipes, can we? Yeah, because that's a KFC.
Harold is. That's not the special chicken from the back, is it?
All right. Oh, I think I got it from the wrong rack, maybe.
No, that wasn't for human consumption.
It's the wrong colour, isn't it? It's gone a bit green.
Oh God. Don't worry, he didn't hear this conversation. It's totally fine.
Guys. I'm feeling a little,
Yes, sir, yeah.
A little ill.
Oh, would you like some of our hot sauce? We've got some. This is an unusual KFC. We offer Nando's hot sauce.
Exactly. We've got a whole bunch of Nando's hot sauces here.
Do you guys have toilets here, by any chance?
We most certainly do. Unfortunately, there's quite a queue at the moment.
Yeah, it's a bit of a queue.
sorry, guys. Is that the sink there? I don't think I'm going to be able to hold
this. Staff only.
Just make way. Okay, I'm going to unbuckle my pants.
I will not turn that water on.
Where else could it have gone?
I don't know.
Where else could it have gone?
And I mean, that's
natural.
I mean, that's fact. That definitely happened at a KFC somewhere.
That's what I would do. If I ran out of chicken, I would just serve people something that's not chicken.
I was at a Steers the other not the other day, like years ago, going on a road trip, stopped by Steers, one of these Steers at a total up the N1, and ordered my burger and waited about 20 minutes, and then I say, hey, where's my burger? And they say, oh, sorry, sir, do you mind if we give you your burger with two slices of toast as opposed to the bun?
Nice.
And I'm like, that's not a burger. That's a sandwich. I'm like, no, the delivery truck was an accident up the road. Do you mind if we just give you either like a banting burger with like no bun whatsoever?
Unbelievable.
I was like, just leave it.
You know what? I get self-assertive in those times.
Give my money back.
Speak to the manager. Where has that truck crashed? I will go and get the bun myself.
I will
take it out of the claws of the dying driver.
No, I was just like, I understand. That's not your fault. But you could have told me that 20 minutes ago and I could have bought something else. So... I think I end up going with the sandwich. Anyway.
You should write that down on Woohoo just so Steers.
Yeah, I mean, but...
Just so they know.
Woohoo's pretty rough.
It's a pretty rough place to put it to.
Yeah,
I mean,
is no it one too harsh?
Do we have such a website like that in South Africa?
Hello Peter.
We've got Hello Peter.
No, Hello Peter is not.
And then Yellow, isn't it? In the US, it's like Yellow. No, Yelp.
Yelp is in the US. Hello Peter is more like, you know,
complaints and compliments.
Exactly. Oh, is it compliments? Because like Yelp, you can just literally go into the app and say, closest chicken place to where I am right now.
Oh, so
and
Yelp.
And it'll give you all the things.
So Yelp does,
and reviews and everything.
Does that as well, yeah. No, Hello Peter's service is more like accountability.
Yes.
It's like something a government agency should be doing.
Yeah.
Cool, you ready for the next story?
Yes. Yeah.
Fantastic. Here we go. David Attenborough's Jungle Boogie, an all-night dancing affair that pays homage to the world's most beloved biologist, has recently sold out 2 600-800 capacity shows in both Leeds and Liverpool.
Whoa.
Playing episodes of Planet Earth 2 and Blue Planet 2 behind a DJ who throws down samples of the 91-year-old naturalist narration.
Cool.
Ravers don cutout masks of the wildlife expert's head, take photos with a life-size cutout of Attenborough, and dance the night away to house, funk, and disco under the fake foliage of each venue's jungle-themed atmosphere. Put together by Leeds-based promotion company Good Life, word has spread about the wildly popular party, and the Attenborough event is now planning stops in Bristol, Cambridge, Oxford, Brighton, Southampton, Cardiff, and Leamington Spa.
Margaret Attenborough, my wife of many years.
Oh, David, you look sprightly.
I'm a little concerned about our finances, so I've put together some flyers for a rave.
Oh, David, maybe you could do another documentary. You love those and raise a lot of money there. You're a bit old to put together a rave, don't you think?
I'm concerned that I'm losing my audience amongst the 16 to 26.
I don't really know if you have an audience among the 16 to 26. Stick to old people. Hey, why don't you tell me about this plant, yeah?
This is the Binaphidifida spinidola.
That's great.
The male of the species. I want to do a rave.
No, how are you going to do a rave?
Will you do the catering, Margaret?
I do little cupcakes. I don't know what people want at raves.
They want
drinks.
Acid in the shape of plants and fauna.
Excuse me, Mr. and Mrs. Attenborough. David, have you spoken to Margaret yet? I need to go ahead with the lineups. The official
this
lineup.
This is DJ Wham Bam.
Hi, I'm DJ Wham Bam. I'm a DJ and I'm also a promoter, and I'm trying to get these parties up and running
really
now.
He really is the tip top of the game.
He looks like he's a bit from the wrong side of the tracks.
He's actually very well educated, but moved to the East End to a council estate flat.
Absolutely, absolutely. Cool. It's a much lot cooler that way. Yeah, I've got a full sigh.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's why he's called Wham Bam.
Exactly. Wham Bam, thank you, ma'am. Exactly.
Sorry,
yeah.
I can't tell where your eyes are looking at them. Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to David right now.
Oh,
David,
okay.
So as I was saying, we need to get those dates finalised. And before we do anything, just take this acid quickly whilst I sort it all out.
The David Attenborough places the acid on his
tongue.
Don't
narrate that, David. Don't take that. You know how you
so,
get.
So, Margaret, I see you getting a little flustered right now.
He used to have a drug problem. Why would you do this to him?
Margaret, I see you're a bit flustered right now. I'll got you a cup of tea.
What is in that tea?
See, I don't know. Howler monkeys.
It's just a normal salon tea.
Howler monkeys, sweetheart, come back to me.
I will have a cup of ayahuasca.
Hey,
if you're serving.
Absolutely, David. David, right over here. My assistant Godfrey's got it. Godfrey. Here we go. There we go. There's some ayahuasca for you.
Stop giving my husband drugs.
Thank you very much.
That tea is getting cold there, Margaret. You don't want to
really
let that get cold.
I don't want any of this tea.
Just have a little sip. It'll calm the nerves. It'll calm it all down. It's all good. There we go.
Pupils are dilating.
Oh, yeah. Drink it up there, Margaret. There we go. All right.
Mother
okay.
Nature, you are my friend.
Sweetheart.
Yes.
Mother. Okay.
Yes.
Look at me. Stay with me.
The female of the Attenborough species speaks to her husband.
David, you're taking off your pants.
All
Put your pants back on. What is wrong with you? No.
Okay, Godfrey, have you got a camera on?
Does a little boogie yes. in the middle of
there
the
There we go.
Stop
okay,
narrating.
Godfrey, get that hey. Shot on camera. Hey, we want to hey, put us onto. We want to no, put yes, this onto yes, Instagram right
Godfrey,
now.
Godfrey, get those cameras
yes.
on.
Yeah, yes, here we go. Yes. Oh, Margaret! Yes. Oh, Margaret! Yes. I presume the key light. Is the tea is calming
Ooh,
you down a little.
Very good. Very good.
It is.
Absolutely. There
the
we go,
David
Margaret.
David Attenborough has resolved anxiety issues
okay.
with his father.
Okay. All right, Godfrey. Godfrey, start putting on a little bit of music in the background.
What
there
is
we go.
I'm feeling a little frisky.
Lovely.
Yes, there we go. Ooh.
Very.
Okay. Now.
So, DJ Wham Bam,
yes,
in
David.
This moment
yes.
of clarity.
Yes, David, yeah.
I would like to say that
yes.
this weekend
yes.
would be ideal.
Absolutely. Okay, oh, so we're going to go ahead with the Wembley Stadium.
How about our garden shed?
Your garden shed?
I have done some expansions.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, Margaret, are you looking a little tired there, love?
I want to twerk in the videos.
Oh, yeah, you can twerk in the videos.
Getting
absolutely.
Hot in here.
And soon.
let's just clarify. David Attenborough is not known for taking drugs.
Well, I think that he's quite old.
He's seen a lot of stuff.
He's got to a point where he doesn't really, you know, he could experiment now.
He probably
you know?
Does different types. Like, he'll lick, like, an Amazonian tree frog.
That's why it takes, like, 2 years to film the videos. He's tripping, like.
He's tripping balls.
He thinks he's editing a video, but it's just him walking through a forest. Okay, you're
I would actually love. Can I just? I would love to watch him high narrate himself through a situation.
Whoa! Like watching a video of himself and then he's high narrating the video.
Yes.
Whoa!
That'd be very cool,
dude.
I don't know.
Mind
we should do
blown.
It. We should put it out
we should,
there.
We should totally do that.
You know, there was like a research vessel that was named after David Attenborough. But the number one vote in the UK. So it was paid for by the taxpayer. It was a research vessel that's supposed to go to the North Pole, I think.
Yep.
And they put out a thing, like an online thing, so that the British public could vote. What did they want to call it?
Well,
some
people
could propose
first,
names.
They could propose names first.
And
yeah.
someone proposed Boaty McBoaty Face.
Oh, wow.
And it because
won.
The British can't take anything seriously, that was the number
that
one
so
option.
Great.
And then they interfered with the democratic process, and they gave it like the second most popular name,
oh,
which was
on.
HMS David Attenborough. I think.
Well, I mean, at some yeah. point, wasn't with the last elections, there was a Lord Buckethead or...
He was
in the running and he was in the debates.
He's got a major, he's actually got a relatively small party, but it's big in some areas. Called Mr. Buckethead.
I love that.
Then it's sort
literally,
of, it's
he
become
wears a
trend.
His head.
So in Australia, they named a new public train, Trainee McTrainey Face.
No,
I'm not kidding. And then in Norway or in one of the Nordic countries, there was some other bit of public transport that was named something McSomething Face.
Oh, that's great.
It's great. They're doing improv.
Right. The last story.
Are
you ready? Yeah. Here we go. A prisoner who staged a daring escape from a Peruvian jail by swapping places with his twin brother has been recaptured. The head of Lima's kidnap investigation unit told AFP police had captured the prisoner at a house in the capital's Callao district after a year on the run. He said the 28-year-old Alexander Delgado was arrested on Monday after an intelligence operation lasting several months. Delgado, who was serving a 16-year sentence for rape and robbery, walked out of Peru's maximum security Ancon 1 prison in January last year after drugging his visiting twin brother, taking his clothes and his identification papers.
What?
His twin, Giancarlo, was originally suspected of aiding the escape but was released. Moreno said the captured Delgado was subjected to a strict identification process to avoid further confusion.
Oh.
That's absurd. That really is absurd.
It actually happened.
I just wouldn't allow identical twins to visit people in maximum
security
prisons.
That's my brother.
You can't stop people's family from visiting
each
other.
No, they have to change their face if they want to come and visit.
Change your face?
Yeah.
So if I have a twin brother, I have to change my face because he did something wrong.
That's right. Well, if you want to visit him, yeah.
Oh.
If you want to visit him in maximum security prison.
But it's not his fault.
It's bound to go wrong.
Excuse me, sir. You can come and visit your twin brother, unfortunately.
Why?
Because you look exactly like him and you might confuse me or one of the other guards.
We're not exactly the same. I mean, I was born 1 minute later.
1 minute later?
1 minute later. Also, he likes really rubbish music like ABBA, and I'm really on trend, and I like things like Sia.
I'm not sure about this. Okay, you stay here. I'm going to just quickly stick my head into the other room where your twin brother is, and we can do a quick...
His name is Alex.
Yes, I know
Giancarlo. I know he's my twin brother, okay.
And you're Giancarlo?
That's correct. It's,
yes.
Yeah.
I'm reading
It's actually Giancarlo. Giancarlo. I'm British.
Okay, good. Okay, Giancarlo, you said you like Seal. Who is your favorite musician?
You're not. You should write this stuff down if you work at a prison. Your memory's not very good.
Hey, we've run out of ink.
You've run out of ink at the prison?
Damn right.
I said I like Sia.
Sia.
And modern stuff.
And what is Alex like?
He said ABBA the other day.
Okay.
But I never know when to take him seriously.
Just take a second. I'm just going to quickly step into this other room. Alex, thank you.
Sup?
Your brother's next door, your twin brother.
Oh, yeah. Alex?
No, you're Alex. That's John Carl O.
Am I Alex?
Damn it. No, you're Alex.
Yeah, sure.
Don't try and confuse me.
Okay, who's in the next room then? My twin brother, Alex.
Your
that's
twin
right.
brother, John Carlo. Yeah.
He likes Ricky Martin. I like ABBA.
Now, he likes ABBA, and you like Sia.
Who likes Ricky Martin, then?
Let me quickly go and ask him.
Okay, all right.
Hi, yeah. No, you're not Alex. Giancarlo? JC? Giancarlo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giancarlo.
Giancarlo.
Some people just call me by my middle name, which is Frank. You just call me Frank.
Okay. Frank? All right, cool. You like
a cup of tea. Have you got any tea around here?
Tea, I will get you some tea. Just hold on. So you like Ricky Martin? That's your favorite act, Ricky Martin?
No, not really. I mean, like, I like stuff like, all sorts of stuff. Like, some Justin Bieber tracks are actually okay.
No, this is the whole thing. I just want to know your favorite actor. I need to find out something that connects you to you so I know that who's who. So you like Ricky Martin.
Have you tried biometric tests? But I suppose you've got the same thumbprints, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I said I liked Sia. I also like...
your brother likes Sia.
My brother likes Sia?
Yeah, Sia.
Well, then he's just copying me. He's just trying to be more like me. He's always been jealous of me.
Okay, just hold on.
Yeah. Oh, God, I hate Sia. Sorry.
You hate Sia? Okay, that's great. Okay, yeah. So your brother likes Sia. You like...
I hate Sia. But I was listening to Sia just now.
Yeah, absolutely. So you were listening to Sia...
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
But your brother hates Sia.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Okay,
yeah, both hate Sia. But
you both hate Sia, yeah. But you listen to them. Yeah. Well, okay.
Five minutes later when they're all in the same room. Hey, bro.
Hey, bro.
It's been such a long time.
How you doing?
No touching.
Okay.
Sorry.
I this has happened before when I once had identical triplets in a room. They ended up, you know...
Hugging.
And things went bad. So absolutely.
Because they hugged.
Yeah. Okay.
God, you're oppressive.
Oppressive?
Yeah, you're oppressive. Yeah,
I'm man. A prison guard.
Me and Ben haven't seen each other for ages.
Exactly. Nick over here has been away in Argentina.
No! This you're Alex and you're Giancarlo.
Whoa.
No,
whoa.
His nickname for me is Nick. Frank is what other people call me. It's
yes,
my middle name.
Yes, Frank. That's what you were saying. It was Frank.
Oh my God.
Tea here at the prison, so.
You make tea?
I'm the tea person.
Sometimes. He likes tea.
Yeah.
I've never ordered your
Can I have
tea.
A cup of Ceylon?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait a second. Yeah. Where did you get the kettle from?
The tea designated tea person.
And that's a huge selection of teas.
So, listen, look, your sentence is looking good.
Yeah.
I don't know how much
my
longer.
Sentence.
But your performance has been very good. So we're just going to ask you a few questions and then we will review.
Absolutely.
We'll review.
Just hold on. When did you become my lawyers? I don't remember you as my lawyers.
Hey. We're actually just the parole review board.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Me and Derek over here.
Yeah.
Ah, Mr. Wilson.
Correct. Now.
It's all coming back to me now.
Mr. Wilson, go ahead.
Yes, Mike's going to take you through a few questions now. Mm-hmm. Murder in the first degree.
Murder in the first degree.
No.
Absolutely.
Well.
Me?
Yeah.
That's the case.
No.
Are you or are you not Jonathan Collins?
Yes, that's my name.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, I mean, how do you feel after the last, what is it? 5 years. 5 years in this prison.
Hey, by the way.
I've been here for 5 years.
You are not wearing your prisoner's outfit. Can you get changed, please?
Oh, that's a little mark. You should mark
that. That's a mark. I'm going to have to write
that down. No, wait a second.
Absolutely.
Am I not in a prisoner outfit? Is this not a prisoner's outfit?
You're dressed like a god.
You're dressed, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
this is confusing.
It's very confusing.
What's going on?
What's confusing about this.
Wait a second. Who's your favorite artist?
Alan Gray.
Alan Gray, I don't know his music. Yeah. Is yours?
Very old. Very old.
James Blake.
Yeah.
James Blake.
Yeah, he's a great British
musician.
We're
going to have a chat about.
Yeah, look, that's a bit personal as well. We are after review, after all the parole review board. Look, we'll look into it. We'll see if we can get you some more community service.
Absolutely.
It's not looking good.
Ah, this is all gone a bit wrong. I didn't think the day would go like this.
Now, being that you are on death row and it is your last day.
It is your last day.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot.
The priest will be in a little bit.
Let me just wheel the chair and I'll be right back.
Okay, cool. I don't know if you have any last words.
Well, I think I would like to listen to my favorite song from my favorite band.
No problem. See ya. Yeah. Do you like Sia?
I think I love Sia. Absolutely.
Okay, the chair's ready to go. Just want to take a seat.
Chandelier,
there.
Great. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Chandelier by Sia.
Chandelier by.
Yeah, we can absolutely do that.
All right.
Wow.
And 3, 2, 1.
The master manipulators.
I'm not quite sure how much of Rob's confusion was fake or how much is real. That's acting right there.
Damn right.
Or maybe he's just typecast.
Yeah. Rob, you let him mistreat you. Okay, guys, thank you so much for
all the time.
Oh yeah, sure. All of your enthusiasm and your experience and your skill levels. I appreciate all of the hard work you guys
thank
do
you, Aphrodite. What have you got up to today? Mm. What are you up to today?
This is my thing for the day.
Look at you go. Nice.
What are you guys doing in the next couple of days? Where can people see you in real life? Or IRL, as the kids say.
What? Is that a real thing? No.
Don't do that.
IRL.
Well, yeah, it's kind of been a thing for like, yeah. Yes, it's been like for like a decade.
Wow.
Big on Reddit.
I'm big. I'm on it with the cool kids.
Come on, you've got such a bop and just everything about you is so bad.
My knees hurt.
I'm sure all the time.
For no reason.
You can tell when it's cold.
When did you last have a good night's sleep? Yeah. Just be honest with us.
What is that?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Sleep. Good. When was the last time I felt good?
So we are doing, we are actually doing a show this Sunday. Is that right?
No,
it's next Sunday.
The next Sunday. So next Sunday, Tall, Dark, and Awkward, which is us three, we're going to be doing a little set that's like 15, 20 minutes, yeah. I think, at the Alexander Bar. They're going to be doing, on that Sunday, they're going to be doing an sort of a showcase of a number of different artists in Cape Town, performers, who want to showcase something that they're working on. Ooh. So we're going to do a little format there for anybody who wants to come watch. And then obviously we're also members of the Long Shots, and we perform every Monday at the Armchair at 8 p.m.
That's right.
And we've got a run of shows coming up at the Alexander Bar from the 6th to the 10th of March.
They're
hour long shows.
At 9 p.m.
Book
your tickets. They're going tickets, quick.
Baby. That's us.
I'm amazed that Mark was looking at his watch the entire time as if his watch had a calendar, but it's a little like cheapy toy watch.
And it's a Casio, and it does say like TH, which I think means Thursday.
Oh, well done. It looks like the kind of watch that is like made out of like jelly beans.
Yeah. Like got it out of
I quite like that.
Like got it out of a lucky packet.
Yeah.
It feels like a sort of bubblegum pop.
Yes.
Type watch.
So can I tell you that I was with Mark the day his watch arrived, and not only did he order one, he ordered three all at the same time. One in that lime green, another is it a pink and an orange?
Orange and blue.
Not a pink.
So a
pink
watch I gave away for every occasion.
Blue, and then I had a yellow one, and I wore all of
them. Is it like a formal watch? And there's like a one that goes with a suit. One that goes with like, you know.
They're all bubblegum colors. So basically, I just look like someone who's just been to Japan and discovered, I don't know, their aesthetic or something like that. Yeah.
Well then, beautiful. Guys, thank you so much for your time. We'll see you next week for another Scenes You Didn't See.
Yay. Thank you, Durrance.
Scenes You Didn't See.
Fake news.